Friend, I am so glad that you're here for today's episode because we're talking about something I don't think that as followers of Jesus we allow space for or talk about enough, and that is the dark night of the soul. I actually haven't heard of this word or this term until about a year and a half ago, and it's interesting because now I hear it frequently, or maybe I just never was tuned into it before, like I am now. And especially working with my coaching clients and helping them walk through these seasons where they're relearning who God is, relearning relationship and what that looks like, relearning what love is, because they're trying to figure it out for the first time themselves without somebody telling them who God is. And that's important, is for us to be able to process, look at God, know his character for ourselves. So we're going to discuss what the dark night of the soul is, why we may go through it, and just talking about how to walk through this season that might feel challenging. And if you're feeling distant from God, if you're feeling frustrated with God, anger, if you feel like you're just spiritually and emotionally dry, you could be walking through the dark night of the soul. And like I said, sometimes we need somebody to come alongside of us in this that is unbiased to help us get unstuck, to help us get a different perspective. And I would love to be that person for you. You can book a free 20-minute consultation by going to my website, jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching, or you can just, wherever you're listening, go to the show notes. And the show notes are go to the podcast episode you're listening to. And right below it, you're going to see links and you'll be able to click directly to book a free consultation with me so that we can help you get unstuck, but also untangle your thoughts together and create a plan moving forward, especially if you've already done therapy and counseling and you feel like you need something more in accountability. Go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. Okay, let's talk about what is the dark night of the soul. Hey, friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. I think it's important before I go any further to really identify and define what it means. This term comes from the writings of St. John of the Cross, a Christian mystic from the 16th century, and he described a period in life where someone, despite having a deep faith, experiences a profound sense of spiritual dryness, absence of God's presence, and intense inner turmoil. It's as though the lights go out on your relationship with God, even though you haven't turned away from him. And something I like to differentiate with my coaching clients is we may feel all of these things about God, right? Like he's not there, I can't hear him, this turmoil, but that does not mean that God has separated himself from us. This is so important to remember. So just because we have these feelings that we're experiencing here in the natural doesn't mean that he has separated us. So since we have, you know, humanity in us and we experience anger and all these feelings that are of the flesh and things that have happened and we experience pain at a deep level, that will often cause us to walk through this. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. However, we can see throughout the Bible where people have these kind of spiritual experiences. In Psalm 13, written by David, we see how he kind of begins with this heart cry. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? And this is just one example. I think we can see it throughout a lot of the Old Testament, especially in Lamentations and just the different stories that we read. But we really can see it in Psalm as well, with just, where are you, God? Especially in my pain. And as we know in Psalm 139, it's God's almost answer of this, I'm with you everywhere. Like, you can't hide from me. And we start to think about things like, how long, Lord? I feel like your face is hidden from me. And so this psalm reveals that kind of anguish and confusion, and thinking of just even that we're abandoned by God. We can know that he's near, but we may not believe that he's near. We can think of Job, where he experienced a deep spiritual and emotional darkness despite his faithfulness. And we even see when he's having this conversation with his friends why he was suffering. And I don't want to get into Job. There's a lot of different perspectives of Job, but we just see that there's suffering, that there's questions sometimes. But that doesn't mean that God is changing or he changes his feelings. It's often what we experience on this earth can change us. Sometimes when we're looking at this from a clinical perspective, this experience can often be tied to periods of really trauma, crisis, where we can experience that depression, grief. Trauma can make it feel sometimes impossible to connect with God or experience his presence because people here on earth have hurt us. What makes me sad a lot of the times, and it breaks my heart in things I'm working through my coaching clients with, is how often they will tell me, as like they're followers of Jesus themselves, will tell me that they don't trust believers, that they don't trust Christians anymore, because we seem to be the ones that hurt them the most. And so when the body hurts us, and sometimes that comes with unrealistic expectations, and there's layers to this, I'm aware. But when certain people hurt us, it hits differently. And that can also take us and make us feel disconnected from God. While we don't believe that God causes this, these are just seasons, and they're often invitations to a deeper spiritual growth and transformation. I think we'll often say, like, why then? Why do I have to go through it? And I think that we have to identify that this isn't punishment from God. It's not something we go through because we've done something wrong. It's not an indication that God is angry with us. It can be just a result of many different factors, both spiritual, emotional, physical. But when we see it from a biblical lens, we see that suffering and trials, they often have refining times. Romans 5, 3-4 tells us that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. And it doesn't mean that God is causing the suffering, because he can walk with us through our pain to shape it and to deepen our faith if we allow it. But we have to have a very clear understanding of God's role in our pain. So sometimes this dark night of the soul is this stripping away of our need for feelings and experiences in our walk with God, teaching us to rely on faith alone. I think that's important. Oftentimes when I'm working one-on-one with my coaching clients, and this is something even in myself I've had to work through, is they're looking for big experiences. They're looking for big signs. And I just had a session yesterday with a client. We were working through how she can hear God's voice. And when I started giving her practical, small examples of everyday life, she was like, oh, wait, like, yeah, I have those experiences too. But oftentimes we're waiting for something big to happen. And then we'll say, that's God. That's how I feel. But as we know, like feelings, they're going to come and go. I don't sit down in front of my Bible every single time and just feel like, oh, like just warm and fuzzy. I don't. This year I've walked through many different things, and even just, you know, when I'm going through a little bit more of emotional, intense time or a few days or weeks or whatever it is, sometimes I sit down to read and I'm just like, God, like I know I'm taking you in, but this, it doesn't quote unquote feel anything per se, but that's not the point, right? Of a relationship. It's not always to feel great and to be happy. With any relationship, we know sometimes it's up and down. So when we think about biblically, we think about it clinically. And again, this time can kind of coincide with times of that emotional overwhelm, trauma, grief, depression. And it's kind of when we even become weighed down by our struggles is when we can feel that spiritual block almost. When we have things that are unresolved, when we are burnt out, it can trigger a dark night experience. And if we don't grasp that, if we don't get a hold of that, it will start to run our lives. And that will leave us feeling just dry. This does not mean that we're failing in our faith. It means that we're human. And it means that this gives us an opportunity for healing. It really does. Whenever we are frustrated or going through something, I always tell myself and tell my clients that it's an invitation. It's an invitation. And if we allow God to tend to those darkest places, He can do the deepest works. So what are some practical ways of walking through this? I like to think of things not outside the box that maybe you don't always think of. I know that you probably know to read your Bible. I know that you pray. You are probably going to church or maybe you're looking for a church, but you kind of know those things, right? And you're doing them, but maybe you're not feeling that they're working. So sometimes we just need to embrace the silence. When things get uncomfortable, what we often do is try to rush through it. We want to pray our way out of it. We want to pray our way through it. Well, we do want to pray our way through it. What most importantly, what I'm trying to say is we want to pray our way out, like God, take it away. If we look at the story of Elijah in 1 Kings 19:12. After experiencing the wind, earthquake, and fire, Elijah hears God in a still small voice, or as some translations say, the sound of sheer silence. Sometimes God just speaks to us in ways that transcend words. Like, practice sitting in stillness, not seeking answers, but simply being present with God and trusting that He's with you, even if you don't feel it. I don't want you to always search for a feeling that He's there. God is present in His creation. If we look for the goodness around us, we will see Him. I will look for Him in just in my walks. I'll look for Him in the birds and them singing, and in the wind and the trees blowing. I sit outside to get morning sunlight in the morning, and I just listen to the sounds of nature. I don't have expectation. I don't listen to a podcast or the Bible app. I just sit there. Sometimes we have to get comfortable sitting in silence and looking for the evidence around us of God and not just in our feelings. Another thing is taking care of our body. It's just as much as important as the spiritual and emotional care as the physical, because it's easy to connect or neglect, I should say, our physical health when we are spiritually drained. And so it's so important. Use lament as prayer. Instead of trying to fix your emotions or get better, give yourself permission to lament. In Psalm 42:11, the psalmist cries, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." Lament gives you a way to express your pain while holding on to hope. You don't need to filter your feelings. God can handle your raw emotions. And the last thing is, I want you to get curious and not judgmental. This is something I actually practice a lot with my coaching clients when feelings come up, and how to kind of work through them or move through them is we have to start getting curious and not judging ourselves for what we're thinking or what comes up. It's more of, I wonder why, you know, I said that to that person, or I wonder why I'm thinking this, not, oh, I'm so stupid. Why do I keep thinking this? Why can't I just get over it? It's getting curious instead of judgmental. As we kind of wrap up today, it's important that you don't try to rush through something or try to fix it, because you're not a project to be fixed. Isaiah 43:2 promises, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you." God is with you in the deep waters, even if you don't feel him. That is so important. Remember, I want you to go out today and look for the goodness of God in his creation, not the feeling for it to come. A lot of this may take time, but also find what makes you laugh. Watch a funny movie. Take a nap. Eat enough food in the day. Move your body. There are other things to help you move through this. It's not the end of your story. Even in silence, we can embrace the stillness. We can care for our bodies. We can get curious without being judgmental. And if you need somebody to walk through this process with you, I want to be that person. You can book a free consultation with me where we can talk about this and I can hear your story and we can come up with a plan. If this encouraged you, be sure to share it with a friend. Share it with someone who might need these words and the permission to not rush through or try to fix themselves and get themselves right or level up, as some people think when it comes to being with God. And one of my coaching clients, we were just talking about this yesterday, and I swear it was a word for her because she was thinking it as much as I was saying it. And it was kind of like God's reminder that to her that this isn't about leveling up in him. It's about knowing him, and it's about becoming more like Jesus. I am grateful for every single time you come here and you listen to the podcast. If you have any questions, you can always feel free to message me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle, or you can send me an email as well, jessica@jessicahoddle.com. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.